Welcome back to another edition of Talk Nerdy to Me. I'm your host, Troy Stegner. Got something special for you guys. Whenever you're playing games or reading comics, a lot of you probably do like to partake of the imbibe the alcoholic spirits. Okay, we got another bespoke post box. These guys, it's kind of like a, it's not really so much a mystery box because you know what you're getting. You can pick it ahead of time. I like this box because every month they will tell you, hey, this is the box that's coming out this month. You can either decide to change it with another one of their boxes, or you can just tell them, I think I'm just going to skip this month. I don't want any box this month. They're very, very easy that way. I've changed the first two that I've gotten, and I'm pretty happy with them. I'm not sure if there's much more they can send me that I want, but I'm sure next month when it comes due, I will look and see. They have more manly type stuff, more adult type stuff. This one is going to be, like I said, another one to deal with the spirits. And by spirits, I mean alcohol. This one is going to be, you can infuse your liquor with flavoring. And they got a couple on here, you know, that tells you, there's a couple different recipes for different drinks. I like mine just neat on the rocks, whatever. This one, you can use your own, you know, stuff to flavor with, but they do give you a packet. To try it out, this one is black denim. It's got clove, cinnamon, vanilla. Doesn't sound bad. We're gonna go ahead and try this one first, and then if it works well, maybe we'll try some other stuff. Maybe I'll put some orange or strawberry in one of my drinks and infuse it, so I don't have to pay those high liquor prices. Okay, you could also. It also works with other liquids like oil and vinegar. So you can make your own flavored vinegar or maybe even some salad dressing, some oil type. There's the directions. They even send you some labels so that you can label what you've done and when. There's a few in there. If you don't like this or you run out of these, just leave a little 3x5 card next to the bottle. Okay, we are going to toss that box right there. This is our infusion vessel, I guess you would call it. So let's open that up first. Kind of looks like, if you can see that symbol on top, like the Elder Wand. So maybe this is magic. Whoa, maybe this is from Hogwarts. We will see. Okay, at the very top of the box, we got the rubber stopper, which also has that same symbol on top. So we're going to set that to the side. We're going to pull out our vessel to put this in. And as you can see, it's got a metal bottom. I'm guessing that's a screw-on bottom. Yeah, it is. With your, I don't know what you would call that. I want to call it a colander, but I know that's not right. What you'll put this stuff in. Or if you're doing it yourself, you know, your orange peels and cherries and stuff you'll put in there, and that would allow it to seep into the alcohol, which will give it that flavor. Yeah, because step one is add fruit, spices, herbs, or botanicals. So you can put flowers in there. I don't think I'm going to do that. Fill it with your favorite spirit, like whiskey or vodka. Well, I didn't get my favorite because I'm not sure how well it's going to work, so I bought a less expensive whiskey, Evan Williams, that we're going to pour in there. Yeah, we'll see if it makes Evan Williams taste better. I didn't want to buy a high price one that already tastes good. Let's see if it makes the less expensive ones taste better. Allow the flavors and aromas to infuse with the alcohol for just a few hours or several days and weeks. I think we're going to go for more than just a few hours. Step three is you remove the filter and serve the infused spirit directly from, they're calling this an alchemista. Supposedly it's like laboratory grade. There we go, yeah, and then you just pour it out there and mix it. I don't think. Okay, is dishwasher safe? The components, though, the stainless steel components are hand wash only. I think I would just hand wash the whole thing. And you can order replacement parts if things break. Okay, so we're going to first open up the black denim Ethan Ash flavoring. Let's just see. Oh, man. Oh, that actually smells really good. Let's see if you, I don't know if you can get a good look in there. We'll show you. So we're going to take our Alchemista. Open. Okay. Yeah, there's a a desiccant in there. You don't want to eat that out. That'll, see, he tells you, throw away, do not eat. Actually, you can save these if you have stuff you're storing that you want to keep dry. Like, I don't know, maybe comic books. Put a couple of these in there. It'll help take the dampness out. So this, I think we're just going to pour it directly in. Yeah, it's a 750 milliliter infusion packet. How to use empty packets into the filter. Fill from the top. So the, what I was thinking was it might have been easier for me to put the stopper on here and fill it from the bottom. This is telling me specifically not to, to fill it from the top. I don't know why, but I'm sure there's a reason. You fill it, secure it back on. Gently agitate the vessel daily to aid the infusion process. Infuse for 24 to 72 hours or until desired flavor intensity. So we're gonna go 72 hours. I like strong flavors and I don't like that weak sauce stuff. It was like I hated when my mom made Kool-Aid because she put like a spoon of sugar in there so it just tasted like colored water. So yeah, we're gonna leave it in there for the 72 hours. Ooh, looks good. Blend packet for infusing, yeah, empty packet. Sample your infusion daily to see. So, oh man. I'm not sure if it's the cloves or the cinnamon. Oh, I'm sorry, and anise and smoke. I'm not sure which one I smell the most of, but it just smells good. It makes me hungry. So, we poured the whole packet in there. So basically, it looks like I just poured some potpourri into the infuser, the filter, and it's just a tight fit, pop on type thing. It doesn't screw on. So we're gonna put that on and screw it back onto our Alchemista. And since we're going to be pouring liquid in here, we want to make sure we have a good seal. All right, let's open up our economically priced whiskey. Oh, I'm sorry. It's bourbon. Bourbon, whiskey, brandy. They're all real close cousins in the liquor family. So, oh, man. Oh, yeah, I forgot why Evan Williams was least expensive. So we're going to pour it in there. Try not to make too much of a mess. I haven't had any of this to drink yet, so it shouldn't be too big of a problem pouring it. All right, this Alchemista holds quite a bit. It's a bigger bottle than I had thought. We might fit the whole bottle in here. Yeah, I think we might. I'm going to save a little bit so that I can have something to compare the taste to once we're finished with the infusing process. But I don't need to save much, just enough for a little, just to wet my whistle. So you know what? Let's save about that much. About a shot's worth, maybe. And it nearly filled it up. So we will set that to the side. Rubber stopper with the Elder Wand symbol on it. Okay, and it said to agitate it, you know, daily. So for today, That's my agitation. I am so agitated. There we go. So, I'll come back to you guys in 72 hours and we will do a taste comparison to see if this actually infused any of that flavor into the Evan Williams whiskey. And through the magic of editing, okay, it has been 72 hours. So, let's see, and I mean, you can see the difference already in the coloring. You know, the regular bottle has just got a little, is golden. A lot darker on this other one. So, I took my glasses at home, my shot glasses. So let's just try the Evan Williams by itself and just see. Whew, strong, strong whiskey smell. Let's see this compared to the flavored. Smells good. It's Evan Williams. Kind of what you would expect. Just straight up whiskey taste. Okay, and like I said, this has been sitting for 72 hours, and a couple times a day, you know, sitting in the office on my desk, I would, you're supposed to agitate it, which basically shake it, just so that the liquor goes through the infuser. So already, it's a completely different smell than what we got from the Evan Williams. I can smell some of the clove. What am I supposed to be smelling here? Yeah, I can smell the clove, a little bit of vanilla. Not so much the smoke or cinnamon. Maybe a little anise. I smell a little anise. So let's just do a little taste here and we'll see. Wow. It already smells a lot more mellow than just the straight Evan Williams. So let's down the hatch. Wow, that completely changed the taste of it. That actually made the Evan Williams palatable. It was, oh man, and the aftertaste on this is good too. That's, wow. I'm starting to taste all the flavor now. So good. Oof. I can't wait to try this with some of my own infusing. Maybe some fruit, you know, some kind of berries. Maybe maybe a blueberry or a strawberry. That would be good. Definitely maybe some orange. But like I said, you can make your own. You can. They sell the packets. But I think you would do just as well on your own. Just whatever flavor you like, just stick it in that infuser and let it sit for a few days. And man, that I am so happy how that turned out. That was really good. So I got to say the infuser from Bespoke Post, the Alchemista, well worth the money. That completely changed the whole. That Evan Williams by itself was a little harsh. Evan Williams, you know, not one of the top shelf stuff, but I didn't want to use a top shelf whiskey to do this. I wanted to see if it could actually make run-of-the-mill ordinary whiskey taste good. And man, that really did. In fact, you know what? I think I will have another little sip because it was just so much. It was night and day, the difference. Yeah, the Evan Williams had a bite to it, a kick, a real heavy whiskey, like alcohol, gasoline type hit, you know. But this is so mild. I could envision myself drinking this with a big ice cube and reading some of my favorite comics. So there you have it. Oh, the Bespoke Post. They have the monthly, it's not really a mystery box, but it's a monthly box because you know what's coming and you get to pick what's coming and change it if you don't like it. So this is Ethan and Ash. They're Alchemista. If you want to look it up online and maybe buy it separate without having to go through Bespoke Post. But with Bespoke Post, it came with this and the your first infusing materials. Infusion blend is what they're calling it. Almost like a coffee, a foil coffee packet. And you get labels, so you can label your concoction so you know what's in there. Ooh. So there you have it, the Bespoke Post Essence Alchemista. I'm really liking this. I can't wait to try it with some of my own flavors with a with an even better quality whiskey. I'm sure it'll turn out even better. If you like this video and you'd like to see more like it, please subscribe to the channel. It does help with our metrics tremendously. And while you're subscribing, hit that bell icon and you'll be notified every time we put up a new video. So until the next video, later nerds.
Get nerdy with me.
Tell me what game that you get on. Is it COD or Eve? What kind of class do you play, girl? In an RPG.